Number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
Just been told a cruise missile was launched containing a nuclear warhead?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
What about Marwan, Jack? You think he'll break?
That won't be easy, sir. He's planning to organize everything that's happened today.
Now, how am I supposed to be able to fight terrorists while I'm provoking a nuclear superpower? We marched onto Chinese soil. We kidnapped one of their nationals, and in the process, the Chinese consul was killed.
The murder of a Chinese consul on Chinese soil could be construed as an act of war.
I assume you know this man, Howard Byrne, one of your field agents.
The security camera at the Chinese consulate picked up your face.
That's impossible. I was wearing my mask.
Trust me, I saw the freeze frame. It was you.
Sorry, Jack.
You gotta go. There's a chopper waiting for you.
Doesn't matter where you take me. What I want is already happening.
Notify the perimeter. We no longer have Marwan in custody.
Richard Heller called Marwan a week ago. They're bringing him to CTU.
This is a sketch of the guy that Richard Heller described. He and the girl are our only leads to finding Marwan.
One of us is gonna get caught to save the other.
It's gonna be you. Tony, wait. I can't spend another day without you. I'm ready to leave here. I'm ready to go with you. Be careful.
Tony, this is Jack. Has anybody reported any outside movement?
No, why?
The man is dead. The girl is no longer in the apartment. Tony, do you copy?
Castle, why is Almeida not on comm?
All teams, this is Bauer. Castle is down. Almeida is missing. I repeat, Almeida is missing and possibly a hostage.
The following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Jack, have you apprehended her?
No, we do not have the female hostile in custody. She's hiding somewhere here in the apartment complex. She killed Agent Castle, and I believe she's taken Tony Almeida as a hostage.
Is there any way she slipped the perimeter?
No, the perimeter's airtight, but there's over 600 apartments in the complex. We have to search them room by room. Listen, we need more personnel here.
Jack, we're running low on manpower.
Damn it, Bill. There's a missile in the air carrying a nuclear warhead. This is our best shot at taking it out before it hits its target.
The White House has us running point with DOD to find the missile. We're stretched thin.
Jack, we'll have LAPD send more men. And we'll send Curtis and another tag team to the location.
Okay, fine. We've already initiated a search, starting with the buildings nearest the perimeter, working our way in. But we need LAPD here now.
Keep us posted. Contact Division, see if they can spare more men. I'll call a liaison at LAPD.
We've almost completed our second satellite pass over the current flight radius of the missile.
And no sign of it yet.
No, not so far.
What do you think our realistic chances are of being able to locate the missile with subsequent passes?
I don't think they're very good. This missile's an S-class. It uses elements of stealth technology. It was designed to evade detection.
I'm aware of that, but it will still have a heat signature.
Yes, but the lower the missile flies to the ground, the harder it is to pick up.
How much longer until you've completed the second satellite pad?
Less than 20 minutes.
Get back to me as soon as you have the results.
All right.
I don't care. We need every available agent there now.
But they're not cleared for field work.
We'll bump up their security level on a provisional basis if you have to.
Yes, ma'am.
Call me back with the exact number when you have it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, coordinate that with Edgar Stiles here at COM. Thanks, Rick.
What did LAPD say?
They're keeping certain units in reserve in anticipation.
But they're sending more patrolmen to help Jack, right?
They're sending 9 over there now, and they're going to try to pull another 12 from the eastbound.
9? That's not nearly enough. We'll have to reassign our people. Send them over there now.
I'm taking care of them, Michelle.
When? We need people there now. This woman has to be captured.
Michelle, everyone understands what's at stake here. We're going to do our best to find this woman, but we have to remain calm, or everything will spiral out of control.
You're right, I'm not being objective. I'll admit it. I'm worried about what this woman might do to Tony, but I will not lose sight of the big picture.
The big picture is that we have to apprehend this hostile alive. Nothing else matters.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Kim Raver as Audrey Raines, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, and Rico Aylesworth as Michelle Dessler. Created by Joel Cernow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. 504. The woman holds Tony hostage in an abandoned apartment. As she reviews internet footage of his past, Tony kneels on the floor, gagged, bound, and shirtless.
What is it, Marwan?
You're late. You were supposed to check in.
I know. There was a hitch. Nothing serious. I am going to be there.
What kind of hitch?
There was a problem in the apartment, and I'm dealing with it.
I'm leaving in 1 hour. I'm not waiting for you.
I know, and I'm going to be there.
The woman takes out her automatic pistol and primes it for action. She walks menacingly past Tony, like a deviant Lara Croft, with a deadly slim physique and sexy thigh holster. Tony watches her as she surveys the road below through a pair of night goggles, the exit swarming with police and agents.
Well, we don't have much time. They're very close to finding us in that wood. Be very, very bad for both of us. So tell me, Tony, 2 years ago, you put Michelle Dessler's life ahead of national security, you let a suspect escape, and you committed treason. Is she gonna do the same for you?
Audrey to Mike Novick.
Mike, it's Audrey Raines.
Yes, Audrey, what have you got?
Well, the second satellite pass is complete. We were unable to detect the missile with thermal imaging. There's just too much radiant heat from ground sources.
Miss Raines, this is President Palmer. Is there a chance another satellite pass will find the missile?
Well, the more data we have, Mr. President, the better. But a more intensive pass will take 2 to 3 hours.
And we expect the missile to find its target before then.
Yes, sir, we do.
All right. Make sure FBI is on a real-time link with all local emergency channels.
All right, I'll get that done right now.
I also want you to compile disaster scenarios for the urban centers within range of the missile.
Sir, that's 20 of the largest cities in this country.
I'm aware of that. I want death rates, fallout patterns, emergency response predictions laid out for all of them.
Yes, sir, I'll take care of that right now.
Thank you, Ms. Rain.
As additional teams arrive on site, assign them sections of the grid. We do not want people bumping into each other.
If the subject is spotted, what's the approach protocol?
We maximize for capture. There can be no lag time.
Don't you want to evaluate the formation since she's got Tony hostage?
We proceed as if there is no hostage. There is only one operational objective, and that is to capture this woman. Make sure that's the profile you send out to all the teams. Understand?
Yes.
5:07. Michelle hurries into her office to answer her cell phone.
Dessler.
Why don't you get somewhere private, where we can talk?
Who is this?
I'm sending you the answer.
With her phone camera, the dark-haired woman takes a picture of a gagged and bleeding Tony and forwards the image to Michelle. Michelle is shocked.
Tony.
Now do you know who this is? And don't bother trying to triangulate the call. It's scrambled.
Please. Don't hurt him.
He's okay for now, but he won't be unless you do everything that I say, Michelle.
I understand.
I need your help getting out of here.
What kind of help?
You're hesitating.
I'm not. I just need to know what you want me to do.
Your men are between me and my exit. I need to know what their search patterns are and how many men there are.
Okay, I'll find out.
You'll tell me right now.
I have to go downstairs and talk to my tactical team.
Oh, Michelle, you're stalling. How many men are there total?
Upwards of 30. Not including LAPD. And reinforcements are on the way.
You will need to remove your men from the northeast driveway of the complex.
I don't know if I can do that.
You will redeploy your men by the time I call you back, or Tony dies.
When are you calling back?
Soon. Get moving, Michelle. Well, she still loves you. The question is how much?
Michelle's mind begins to race as panic grips her from within. She undoes her tightly fitting business jacket and tries to catch her faltering breath. Suddenly, she decides to contact Edgar by video phone.
Edgar Styles.
Edgar, send the deployment group to my screen.
It's updating. You want the last version or do you want to wait?
Just send it.
Edgar patches over a schematic of the building with agents' deployment positions to Michelle's screen.
Are LAPD reinforcements there yet?
Some are on site now. Some will be there in about 15 minutes.
You want me to send the upgraded grid when it comes in?
Michelle stares blankly.
Miss Dessler.
Yes.
Yes, do that.
Uncertainty whitens her porcelain face. 5:10. End of part one. 5:14. Buchanan on his cell.
No, we can't eliminate the Midwest or any region within the missile's flying range. All areas of the country are vulnerable.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. This warhead could hit anywhere. We're putting together the projected casualty numbers. They're going to be high.
Yeah.
Where are we on the search of the apartment complex?
Nothing so far.
LAPD there yet?
They're on their way.
I'll be at comm.
Can't do this.
Can't do what?
I can't sacrifice the lives of all those people if this warhead goes off. She called me.
Who? Who called you?
The hostel who has Tony.
When? What did she say?
A couple minutes ago. She said to redeploy our men so she can get away. Or Tony dies.
Michelle claws back her emotions and grabs hold of her desk. Buchanan contacts Jack outside the apartment complex.
Yes, sir?
Patch me through to Jack Bauer's comm.
Right away.
Take your team. Start working the second floor, building 11.
Jack, you read me?
Yeah, I copy.
We've got something. The suspect contacted Michelle. She confirms she's holding Tony hostage. She's trying to use him as leverage against Michelle to open up an escape route.
Is Michelle there?
I'm right here, Jack.
Do we have any idea where she is?
She wants me to clear a path in the northeast driveway. She's going to call to confirm that I did it.
When?
I don't know. Could be any second.
Michelle, I want you to make her believe that you're still cooperating with her. I need you to draw her into the open. I promise you that we will do everything we can for Tony.
Okay.
Stay ready for her call. Bill, I'm going to pull all our units out of the northeast driveway, put them in concealed positions outside the complex.
It's still possible she'll change her mind at the last minute and try another escape route.
I know, and we'll be ready for that. But if she doesn't, I want her to believe that Michelle's still complying. As soon as she's 50 yards outside of the complex and can't re-enter, that's when our teams will converge.
Let me know when your men are ready to redeploy.
Copy that.
5:16. Buchanan comforts a distressed Michelle.
You really all right?
Yeah. I was going to do what she wanted.
Michelle.
I didn't call you right away. All I could think of at first was saving Tony's life.
It's okay. It's done.
Buchanan assures her by gently squeezing her arm, and then discreetly leaves. Units search the complex.
All designated teams, prepare to move into your secondary positions on my command. Curtis.
What do you need me to do?
Some of the residents aren't cooperating with this search. I want you to have LAPD units start arresting anybody that's giving us a problem.
You got it. Why don't we pull some of the resources off the search? We have a better chance of finding the hostile through a communication with Michelle.
No, the hostile's going to be looking for any sign of Michelle's betrayer. We have to follow procedure as if we have no idea they've been in contact.
Understood.
As soon as you're done with LAPD, I need you with me.
You got it.
Bill, this is Jack. Do you copy?
Yeah, Jack.
We're ready to go down here. Any new communication from the hostile?
No, Michelle's still waiting for a call. Have you been able to make any kind of ID on scene?
Forensics tried to pull prints from her last known position, but they came up with nothing.
Same result here. No match on the voice print. She's managed to stay completely under the radar.
We're gonna have to hope that because of how fast this is moving, she slips up and makes a mistake. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Proceed when ready, Jack. We're standing by.
Copy that. All northeast driveway teams, move into secondary positions where I'll go.
The dark-haired woman watches from the apartment window through her night goggles as several LAPD units and CTU SWAT teams withdraw from the northeast driveway of the complex. Satisfied that everything is going to plan, she turns her attention to Tony, kneeling bare-chested on the floor. She stares at him before knocking him unconscious with a taser. Tony collapses in a sweaty heap, knocking over a lamp. The woman checks behind his eyelids, then readies herself for the next stage of her plan. She throws the taser into her zipper bag, conceals her gun down the back of her denim miniskirt, throws a long, smooth leg up onto a table with all the ease of a dancer, and tears off her Velcro thigh holster. She checks outside the apartment door through a peephole, leans against the door for a momentary breather, then airbrushes her early morning image with a flourish of glossy lipstick. With Tony out cold on the apartment floor, she gently teases open the door and girlishly catwalks along the empty hallway to her neighbours at number 205. She cautiously looks around for signs of stalking agents and innocently taps at the door.
Person lives in the building.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man. Where's Jaws?
He just got up.
Can you just get him? Because I just need to talk to him. Something happened.
Jaws!
What's going on?
Nothing. Just weird stuff.
What?
Nothing.
Why don't you just tell me?
No, it's cool.
Hey, what's going on, Offenberg?
Hey, man. How are you?
A dark-haired woman shoots Jaws dead as the neighbor stifles her screams with her own hand. Logan to Palmer and Novick.
I just got off a very disturbing phone call from the Chinese Foreign Secretary.
So they're still pressing us on the attack on the consulate?
It's much worse than that, David. The fallout from that attack you authorized is escalating. They're determined to pin this on us. If they manage to confirm that this is one of our men, I don't have to tell you what kind of a disaster that would be.
No, sir, you don't. But this alone is not conclusive enough for the Chinese to turn this into an international incident.
But if they find corroborating evidence?
CTU is doing whatever they can to prevent that from happening, including getting this agent out of sight until it blows over.
I know I gave you the authority to make the decision, but you never should have ordered that assault.
If we hadn't carried out the raid, sir, we'd be nowhere in stopping the missile.
And where are we, David? Is there some progress I don't know about?
CTU is closing in on one of Marwan's associates. If they apprehend her in time, they feel that they can use her to find Marwan.
Do you know how speculative that sounds? My God, we're never going to find it in time!
Don't say that! We will stop it. But you must believe that if you're going to lead today.
How am I going to believe that? Every second that passes brings that missile closer to its target, which for all we know is us.
We are not sitting on our hands, Mr. President. We are using every resource at our disposal to find this missile. We will prevent the warhead from going off.
I wish I was as confident as you are.
You need to be. Remain presidential. Demand nothing less than success from your people, and you will get it.
All right. What do I tell the Chinese Foreign Secretary when I talk to him next?
You don't. Let Mike handle this. He'll tell them unless they have proof of our involvement, you don't want to hear from them today.
528. Novick avoids Logan's gaze. Buchanan at CTU.
Mr. Buchanan, Agent Byrne on 6.
Send it to my cell phone.
Yes, sir.
Michelle waits anxiously by her cell as Buchanan answers his.
Buchanan.
It's Agent Byrne, sir. I got a message to call you as soon as I landed in San Diego.
Are we on a secure line?
Yes, sir. It's an encrypted cell.
The Chinese are continuing to press the case that we were involved in the assault on their consulate.
Have they managed to find evidence beyond the surveillance video of me?
No. And we have to make sure they don't. I want you to start fabricating an alibi with CTU in San Diego. I want you to make it look like you were working there during the assault.
Our transport's arriving right now, sir. I'll get right on it.
The alibi has to withstand careful scrutiny. San Diego phone logs, rosters, and mainframe records all have to back it up.
It'll be airtight, sir.
It has to be.
Sir, about my family, do you think there's any chance that the Chinese will try to get to them?
They can't.
We've already contacted your wife, and we've moved her and your kids to a hotel for the time being.
I'll be in touch, Agent Burns.
Thank you very much, sir.
Byrne is abducted at gunpoint.
Try!
The Chinese consulate's head of security, Chang Dao, sits next to Byrne as the four-track speeds away from the helipad. Two CTU agents lie bound and gagged in the gutter.
What the hell is this?
I think you already know what this is. CTU sent a team into our consulate just a few hours ago. You were on the team, and our consulate general was killed. You're gonna tell me who was responsible.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Then why were you being transported here by helicopter from CTU Los Angeles?
You don't know where I came from?
Actually, I do. Before entering CTU earlier tonight, we turned our satellite on that location. While I was questioning superiors, our satellite picked up someone being taken away by helicopter.
So what? That wasn't me.
No, it was you! The Chinese government insists that someone take responsibility for the death of our consul.
What does that mean? Take responsibility?
Now, I believe you were only following orders. Tell us who gave the orders, and I'll let you go.
I'm not telling you anything.
打电话给猫，叫他为身份做好准备。
Having barked his orders to the driver, Chang coolly sits back and looks threateningly at Byrne.
I believe you're going to change your mind.
5:30. Rain begins to fall as the dark-haired woman contacts Michelle.
Yes? Have you redeployed all your men?
Yes, I have.
Phyllis, Jack. Uplink is on.
Are you sure they followed your instructions?
I'm sure.
It's starting to rain pretty hard, Jack.
Michelle, do you love Tony?
Yes, I love him.
Good.
Because if I find out that you're trying to play me, the very first thing I'm going to do is blow his brains out and don't think.
There's anything you can do to stop it because there's not. You understand?
Okay, I understand.
Good. Stay by the phone.
All comm analysts clone that call and filter it through all our servers.
Do you have multiple sources on audio?
No, just one telco feed, low res.
No, I know the configuration, Edgar. I need to know if we can multiplex. Pull some background noise off. We need to pinpoint the source.
Who was going to do that?
When? This is happening now. I shouldn't have to walk you through this.
You don't
damn
have
it.
To walk me through this. I'm setting it up now.
Go to Delta 2, Edgar. It's all there. I will not let this thing fall apart because of technical incompetence.
Jack and Curtis observe the complex building from across the street.
All right, I've got confirmation. All our visible forces have been pulled away from this street all the way to Western.
Okay, good.
A fellow agent sees something move.
Jack.
With a night scope, Jack sees a couple walking out into the rain under an umbrella.
We've got something.
Building 3, west entrance.
Edgar, video feed.
As a visual flashes up on the big screen, Michelle receives another call.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle, we're on our way.
Okay, it's them.
I've got a gun on Tony. My finger's on the trigger. If I move it, he's gonna die.
I told you, I moved my men.
Jack watches them, mystified.
She's completely in the open. She's running a huge risk exposing herself like that.
The couple walk along the driveway and out of the gate.
So far, so good.
She's crossing the street.
She gets him into the car. She can't stay on top of him. That's our opportunity.
She's moving towards the black Jag.
All teams, hold your position.
Okay, here's the deal. As soon as we're in the car and have cleared the area, I'm going to call you, and I'm going to tell you where you can find Tony.
Okay.
The two shady figures clamber through the pouring rain and into the waiting Jaguar.
Move, everybody.
Bill,
move.
Not yet.
All teams stand down.
I see your men, Michelle. You lied to me, you bitch. You are not going to take me alive. Got it?
No! No!
Michelle screams in horror as a huge explosion rips through the Jaguar, reducing it to nothing but flame and twisted metal. Buchanan holds onto her to try and soothe her down. As Jack and Curtis rush to the scene, the petrol tank explodes in front of them.
Bill, they're gone! She blew herself up in the car. She took Tony with her. They're gone!
End of part two. 38. Logan to Novick.
I understand Bill Buchanan requested a conference call.
Yes, sir. We were waiting for you to begin.
Bill, we're all here. Go ahead.
I'm afraid that Marwan's associate, the woman we hoped would help us locate the missile, has killed herself and one of our agents.
Oh, my God.
Bill, did she leave behind any physical evidence that could help us?
It doesn't appear so.
So, what is CTU going to do now to find the missile?
Mr. President, at this point, CTU no longer has any reasonable expectation of finding the missile before it reaches its target.
This is it. It's going to happen. What do we do?
At this point, we have no choice but to alert all state and federal agencies and focus all our resources on managing the aftermath.
But we don't even know the missile's target.
We can assume it will be a major city, but no matter what the target is, there will be widespread panic across this country. We need to mobilize the Army and the National Guard in every state and draw up a declaration of martial law.
Yes, we need to do that.
Bill, all federal agencies need to prepare for the aftermath of a nuclear attack. CTU's priority should be disaster management. Redeploy your people now.
Understood.
5:40. Buchanan relays the order.
Edgar Stiles.
Edgar, tell Jack the field operation is over. Have him bring his people back here immediately.
Got it.
Logan stares at the wall.
The worst disaster in this country's history has taken place on my watch. I gave you the responsibility to stop this. You failed me, David. And you failed your country.
A wounded Palmer watches Logan leave, his acerbic words burning his presidential pride and echoing within his heavy head. Meanwhile, Michelle sits numbly in her office, expressionless and empty. Buchanan enters and sits empathetically next to her on the sofa and discreetly comforts her with his words.
I can't even imagine what you must be feeling. I know part of you is second-guessing your decision. But you couldn't place Tony's life before the lives of potentially millions of people. You made exactly the decision Tony would have wanted you to make. That's our job. That's why we signed on.
We decided we were going to leave this. Go somewhere and start again. I want to get back to work. We still have to find this missile.
No, I want you to go home.
I'll be okay, Bill.
It's not advice. It's an order.
Michelle resigns herself and sadly watches Buchanan leave. Edgar to Buchanan.
Buchanan.
Sir, Jack said he's not pulling his men out yet.
Did you tell him we have orders from the White House?
Yeah, but he says he's not ready.
Put him on the video phone in the situation room.
5:43, Jack.
Bitch. You are not gonna take me alive. Got it?
Play it again. Give me more damn volume on the phone call.
Jack, we need to redeploy.
Just do it!
Jack! Tony's gone.
I'm sorry, Curtis. Just play it again. Please.
Jack reviews surveillance footage of the car explosion.
Jack, you got a phone call.
This is Bauer.
Jack, why haven't you redeployed? The operation's over. The hostile killed herself.
Because it doesn't make any sense, Bill. Everything that we know about this woman tells us that she's a professional, not a fanatic. We had her cornered. Her next move was to try and negotiate for her freedom, not kill herself.
In theory, I agree with you, but you saw what I saw.
All I saw were two darkened figures in the rain, concealed by an umbrella in an explosion.
And I saw that from half a block away.
Jack, you've got to focus now. Nobody here is holding you responsible for Tony's death.
You gotta let this go. Bill, you're not listening to me. All I want...
We reviewed the tactical feed. There's nothing to suggest we were deceived. Look, I know Tony was your friend. And you probably feel responsible for getting him involved today.
This is not about Tony! This is about her, and until I can absolutely confirm that she is dead, I am maintaining this perimeter, and I am going to continue this search.
Jack, I'm under orders from the White House. You have 10 minutes, and I want you to move out.
Can you enhance the image from here?
Not in the field.
Play it again.
Okay, here's the deal.
I still can't hear the audio properly. Give me a headset.
I'm going to call you. I'm going to tell you where you can find Tony.
Jack watches the couple climb into the car.
I see your men, Michelle. You lied to me, you bitch. You are not going to take me alive. Got it?
Play back the last 15 seconds.
What are you seeing, Jack?
It's not what I'm seeing. Come on, play it back.
I see your men, Michelle. You lied to me, you bitch.
It's pouring rain. You see it bouncing off the car. You can't hear it on her side of the phone call.
She's making that call from somewhere else, indoors.
She'd want a position that would give her a clean line of sight to the car. That would put her in the building that the couple exited from. Get the teams ready. We're moving in now.
All right, all teams. We're going to converge on Building 11.
5:45. SWAT teams plow through heavy rain towards the building, while inside, the dark-haired woman watches from the window. She approaches Tony.
Well, they're heading back in. Looks like my neighbors died for nothing.
She releases his gag.
They know you're still in here.
Open up the palm of your hand. Here are the keys. Take off your cuffs. Put these on. We're getting out of here.
As the woman covers him with her gun, Tony slips off the handcuffs and puts on the dead neighbor's clothes, a pair of tracksuit bottoms and a checkered cotton shirt. She watches him with her cold, scary eyes.
Okay, now cuff yourself back up. Let's go.
The woman leads Tony forward at gunpoint, stooping down momentarily to pick up the keys to his handcuffs. They pause as she peers through a peephole in the door. Tony takes his chance, and while she's not watching, Tony screws his bare toe into the shattered remains of a light bulb, and blood begins to pour from his shoeless foot. As they walk briskly along the marble hallway, Tony leaves a distinctive trail of bloody footprints. Curtis to Jack.
We got every way in and out of the building covered. We got men on every floor going room by room.
We need to take her alive.
Everyone's aware.
Agent Bauer.
Yeah?
We found fresh blood outside an apartment.
Where?
208.
Stand down until we get there.
Copy that.
Jack and Curtis hurry along the hallway.
Curtis, take the door.
Curtis kicks down the door and agents rush into the apartment, their guns at the ready. Jack sees the bloody shard of light bulb by the door and soon recognizes Tony's trail.
Curtis, you went this way.
Meanwhile, Tony is being taken at gunpoint down a flight of concrete stairs that lead into the basement car park. As they pass between two narrowly parked cars, Tony decides to surprise her with a sudden, violent attack. He forces her against a car and kicks the gun out of her hand. When she hits back, he then barges her against another and strikes her repeatedly with the upper arm of his still handcuffed hands, smacking her with a full headbutt. She retaliates with an elbow to the face and a kick to the stomach, but by the time Tony recovers, she points the gun in his defeated face.
Turn around. Move.
Jack arrives.
Don't move! Drop the gun! It's over!
Take one more step and I'll kill him.
Do it, Jack. Do what you have to do.
Shut up. Do you really have what it takes to let me kill him while you're looking him in the eye?
Yes.
I believe you. So what's to stop me from shooting him? You can't kill me, can you? You need me.
Silently, Curtis works his way around the back and approaches her stealthily from behind.
Tony.
Curtis knocks her out with one almighty punch to the face.
Hostile is down. I repeat, the hostile is down.
Get a medic down here. I want her conscious as soon as possible.
Jack releases Tony from the cuffs.
Look at me. You okay? You okay?
Yeah.
Give me that medic now.
He's on his way.
Does Michelle know I'm alive?
No, not yet. I'll call CTU and myself so you can talk to her privately.
Thanks.
Buchanan.
Bill, this is Jack.
Jack, what's going on? Have you redeployed back to CTU?
No, we just apprehended the hostile.
What?
She's unconscious, but she's unharmed. Tony's okay, too.
Oh, my God.
I will alert the White House.
Okay, good. Bill, Tony wants to talk to Michelle. Can you put her on the line?
She's not here. I sent her home. I'll find her and patch her through to your cell.
Thanks.
End of part three. Part four. 5:55. Michelle sits alone in her car, in a rain-drenched car park, tears pouring down her face.
Hello?
Michelle, it's Bill.
Tony's alive.
What?
He wasn't in the car. He's okay.
I'll let Tony explain it to you.
Hold on for him.
Michelle, it's me.
Tony. Oh, my God.
It's okay, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. What happened?
She made somebody else wear my clothes. She needed to keep me alive until she got out. Jack figured it out. He was able to save me.
I don't know what to say.
Look, you don't have to say anything, sweetheart. I'm coming to see to you right now. I'll see you in a few minutes. Michelle. I love you.
I love you, Tony.
5:56. Jack to Curtis.
Get President Palmer patched through. We're gonna have to structure a deal.
Yeah, all right.
She's conscious.
Pick her up.
Call the White House now.
Jack pins her to the bonnet of a car and grabs her by the throat.
Where is my one? That's what I thought. We're both professionals. You know that I can force this information out of you, but I'm running out of time. We never get second chances in our line of work, but I'm going to give you one. I have the power to give you a deal signed by the President of the United States that grants you immunity from past and present crimes. In exchange, you're gonna help me find Marwan and stop this warhead from hitting its target. Do you understand? Do you understand? You are either gonna help me now, or I will kill you.
With his other hand, Jack forces a gun to her face.
Show me the deal.
In a dilapidated warehouse, Agent Byrne is tied to a chair and interrogated by Chang.
你不说话?
Brenda, kind of can. You are part of the covert team that mounted the assault on our consulate. An operation that resulted in the death of our consul. Who led the mission? Who was responsible for what happened?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please, Mr. Byrne, you're wasting time. Give us a statement and we'll release you.
I'm telling you the truth, and you're going to have to release me as soon as CTU realizes what's happened to me.
Actually, Mr. Byrne, no one will ever know. And we will never tell them.
What are you talking about?
The China Queen container ship is moored at the port of San Diego. If you don't give us our statement, we'll put you on board and you will arrive in 18 days in the port of Hangzhou. Then we will transport you 2,800 miles to the province of Xinjiang, where you will be remanded to the maximum security labor camp on the border with Siberia.
You wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't we, Mr. Byrne? We want justice. If you're not going to tell us who is ultimately responsible for the situation at the consulate, that leaves you. Your wife and your two daughters will not be notified. The U.S. government will not be notified. Therefore, there will be no chance for prisoner exchange. There will be positively no chance of escape. For the rest of your life.
As Agent Byrne stares in disbelieving horror, the unrelenting hopelessness of his situation, Tony gravely ponders his lucky escape from death, while a dark-haired woman resigns herself to the flashing blue lights of captivity and coldly waits for news of her deal from the president.
Decide, Mr. Byrne. The China Queen is on a tight schedule.
I don't know.
All we want is a name. A recorded statement naming the person responsible for what happened at the consulate.
Then what happens?
You will walk right out of that door.
No, I meant to him.
As I said, all we want is justice.
His name is Jack Bauer.
6 a.m. The end.